So tonight we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, when some wise men from the east followed a star to find a newborn king. Risking everything, they set out on a journey of many miles through unknown lands to an unknown destination to find an unknown king. Along the way, they met a well-known, powerful king named Herod, who reacted to the news of the birth with great fear, and then went on to lie to the travelers about his true intentions for finding the newborn king. So he sent them on their way, and the wise men eventually arrived in Bethlehem, where they found the child and joyfully honored him with special gifts. Afterwards, they went home by another road, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod. So in this story, we find an interesting contrast between the two responses to Jesus' birth. Delight, reverence, curiosity on one hand, and fear, suspicion, and deceit on the other. And so it has been over the millennia since Christ's birth, as humankind has reacted to the good news of God in Christ with these two extreme emotions, as well as everything in between. For Jesus has long been a polarizing figure. Which begs the question, where do we fall within this continuum of responses? Where are we between Herod and the wise men? Are we like those wise travelers, always forging ahead in our journey of faith, full of curiosity, open to new things, and ready to honor Jesus in whatever circumstances or in whatever people we find him in? Or are we fearful, avoiding close contact with Jesus, refusing to be challenged, denying any possibility of change, and trying to live lives that somehow feel safe, because if we maintain our distance from God and remain rigidly convinced of what we think we know about God, well, then that pesky Messiah is unable to really bother us or change us? Well, my guess is that we fall all along that continuum between the two extremes, with varying degrees of willingness and fear to put ourselves open to God's presence. So tonight's gospel gives us a good example for our life of faith, in that, like those wise men of old, we are to be ever more curious, and we are to be ever more willing to follow wherever it is that God is calling us to be. Life is full of challenges, and life and faith requires us to take risks. And so we will encounter love and loss. We will find hope and disappointment. We will experience joy and sorrow. But always, throughout it all, we are led onward. We are to trust Jesus enough to know that wherever we go and whatever we find, we will always be surrounded by his grace and love. For he is faithful, and he loves us. So on this Feast of the Epiphany, may we be grateful for bright stars, for curious travelers, for wondrous journeys, and may our hearts always be open to following and finding our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.